Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, as Motorhead has just said, I think we have entered a brave new world because I think we have finally hit that sweet, sweet, sweet spot, that sweet, sweet Chiba spot of what not only could be a good, but a great Star Trek series. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, we're going to do an audio commentary the second episode. I cannot cap. I hella dug that last episode. We're going to find out. Excuse me. Got to do that DSP treatment because that sinus infection is still kicking my ass. And I might have to go back to the doctor again. Sick of this shit, not being able to breathe or hear, but that's a discussion for another day. That's the next episode, because we'll probably review this after the end of this episode, but we'll get into a more cohesive, full-blown episode. We will do a Firestarter review. I have not seen it yet, and I'm kind of scared to, but it is now officially out streaming on the cock and in the theater, but we'll get to that in the next episode. This episode, God, is it possible, Lord? Are you up there? Did you grace us with an actually really good Star Trek? I can't believe it to be true. Star Trek, Strange New Worlds, Episode 2. We're a little early there. What episode is this entitled? We'll find out. We're starting it now, so. And I like that little touch, you know, copying Star Wars like you did with Disney. Put that. Had to tell us it was Star Trek at the beginning because, you know, we don't know we're watching it. This episode of Star Trek Strange New Worlds is episode
Previously
2.
On Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Excuse me. And that's this episode is entitled Children of the Comet. I'm sorry, no more interruptions except for my reactions in the small anecdotal useless shit I'll say. Let's get into this. God. And Angry Joe, I will say, full disclosure, I have not seen this episode yet, but I do know Angry Joe says it continues with what we got in the first episode. If that's true, you might hear me blow on screen. You might have just heard a little bit on the podcast. But at any rate, and this will have some commercial interruptions. We'll talk about what we've seen so far because I'm not paying for the full premium Paramount. You streaming fucks get enough. Let's go.
Send someone else. You don't want me in command of that shit.
Rewind it by one. Let's go. A CBS studio production.
Previously on Star Trek Strange New World.
Send someone else. You don't want me in command of that shit. You saw the future. I
saw my and it will be loud. The sound might be here and there because, like I said,
well, you're posted to life sciences and he's your new boss.
It sounds like my left ear sounds like I'm in a completely dulled tunnel, so I can barely hear. I'm sorry, folks, but it's just the way it is. It's why I might take another long, even longer hiatus than I did last time, because I can't keep doing this when I can't fucking hear. I can't even enjoy these shows that might actually be really fucking good, too. It really pisses me off. Gotten to the point where it's affecting my reading because I like use my imagination and auditory for when I read, and it's I don't know, it's doing that too. Anyway, enough. I just
Cadets log, Stardate 2912.4. The Enterprise is surveying the Persephone system, where the crew is studying the behavior of an ancient comet, C2260 Quentin. I, however, am doing rotation and landing party readiness protocols, which doesn't really involve comets, ancient or otherwise, so duties are pretty slow at the moment. Except,
then we
can
finally start to see the budget of these shows.
At the captain's cabin, for which I
Alex finally stopped, you know, pocketing the money and actually put it into a fucking series he's show running. Good job, Alex. You're finally doing your fucking job. You hack.
You said it was formal. Actually, what I said was you might want to wear your dress uniform.
Are you kidding? This is your idea of a practical joke.
Kind of.
I'm about to change.
You do not want to be late to the captain's table. Relax, cadet. It's a tradition.
Hazing the newbie?
All good fun. We get bored. It's a small ship.
You know, it's really not.
Come on. Consider it your first complete square in Enterprise Bingo.
You know about that.
I was a cadet once too, cadet.
So what are these things like?
Well, first off, they're not just the command crew. Captain wants...
For a sideburns hair chick, she's actually pretty attractive. Ship,
so he'll probably ask you questions.
Great.
Is that a problem?
She's obnoxious, obviously, because she...
My father liked to say that I was unburdened by conversational boundaries.
We have young Yuhura. It's good so to see her, you know, because I've always been interested in what she did up to the OG series, so...
Lieutenant Ortegas, Cadet Uhura, welcome.
I love that genuine reaction. He's like, oh, she's fucking with you. Okay, I see what this is. I love it. I love it. See, some genuine, true humor out of Star Trek. I can't believe it. We had... Woo.
Oh, can I help?
That was nice.
No.
Oof.
You have offended Hammer, our new chief engineer.
No offense intended. I was raised to offer help to anyone with a sensory impairment.
That word again.
Sir?
Impaired. A human in my condition might consider themselves impaired.
Hammer may not be able to see, but his other senses compensate.
Compensate? They are superior.
I've read that, among many things, the Enar have a form of precognitive ability.
I knew you were going to ask that.
Because you sensed my question before I asked it?
Because everyone always asks that.
I knew it. That's great. Everyone's always asking that stupid fucking question.
Telegraphed your throat telepathically.
As was my intention. To illustrate.
This is a hazing thing, isn't it? You guys are screwing around? Aite Azave. Hathunath Kaimi.
You guys really... You guys need to get out more seriously. That's hilarious.
I like her.
So do I.
Indeed.
What? Sure enough, did we just get by proxy a little bit of an SG-1 reference? Did you just pull a tilt, Spock? Did you... I know my hearing's bad. Look, we gotta rewind that. Did you just say indeed?
I like her.
Indeed.
He indeed said indeed. Woo, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. This show's... I can't get too excited, though. Still young. We still got, what, 8 more episodes from now? That's enough time to fuck it up.
And then I realize I've tripped on his pants. So anyway... After my lieutenant pulls me aside and says,
yeah, I know how Spock feels in this situation. I don't get the joke. While everybody's laughing, you're like,
I've never understood the human inclination to laugh at others' misfortune. It feels polite.
That's why it's funny.
Because it breaks a social expectation.
Sometimes, Mr. Spock, things go so badly, you just have to laugh.
Fucking Spock, man, I love him.
Your helmet, cadet.
Sorry, bad habit.
Fuck all that.
It's an old folk song from my village in Kenya.
I've visited Lake Simbinayama several times. It is achingly beautiful there.
I grew up just a few miles away.
Kenya, fuck yeah. Shout out to my boys Mbutu and Ngatu.
You gotta be pretty impressive to make the cut.
Thank you, sir.
I hear you speak 12 languages.
37. Ooh, get him.
Okay.
37, wow.
In Kenya, we have 22 native languages. I found early that if I wanted to be understood, it's best to communicate in someone's own tongue. So I learned them.
Easy as that.
For me, sir, yes.
I noticed here on the next landing party rotation.
Ed, you're smarter than me.
Jumping from department, right, number one?
That was one time.
I'm sure you've chosen a specialty you'd like. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Where do you see yourself?
Are you asking me what I want to be when I grow up, Captain?
Sure.
I guess the truth is I'm not sure. I'm actually...
And just so everybody knows, I started on episode 2, not only because, obviously, I've already seen the first episode and have been enjoying the show so far, but also, at this point, I've hoped anybody that would see, especially what I write in the thumbnail, I would hope that, you know, I'll give you full warning, I would hope that you had already seen the first episode of at least this show, not this series and the 32 movie, I'm talking about this show specifically, so, and if you know why, and the reason why I bring that up before we continue, if you've seen the first episode of the show, you know why he paused like that and did the, he was happy, we're all jovial here, we're all just enjoying our time here, and you know, that makes you think about what can I do in the future, especially when you're drinking, but then he backed it up because, you know, are we going to go past 10 years? Who knows?
Actually, all that Starfleet.
That's not something I've ever heard from a cadet. We're pretty hard to get here. Beat out, how many? 1,000 applicants?
Several thousand.
Now you're not sure if you want to be here?
I always wanted to study alien languages. I have an ear for them.
And a gift for understatement.
I was going to attend the university in Nairobi. Both my parents taught there. About a week before I was due to start, they were killed in a shuttle accident. My older brother, too.
I'm so sorry.
After, I just couldn't go to campus. Their absence was everywhere. I moved in with my grandmother, but I just didn't feel like I fit anywhere. Anyway, she was in Starfleet when she was young, and she always used to talk about it, and well, I didn't know what else to do.
She ran away to Starfleet?
Yes.
That is an impressive and heartbreaking story, Cadet.
That's me.
Well, Cadet, I appreciate your honesty, and I sincerely hope you discover a place where you feel you do fit, wherever that may be.
That's pretty cool, because now we're starting to understand why Spock, you know, at one point in time, fell in love with her.
Not at all, Cadet. Your captain values honesty.
Because we're all starting to fall in love with you. You're amazing.
But I would say to you that Starfleet has been a lifelong dream for many. Myself included.
So keep it under your hat, bitch.
If it is not your path, you might consider making way for someone else who wants to walk it.
Woo, strong words from a strong Vulcan.
I've seen you ask that cadet question.
Almost called him a Romulan. You dare not do that, you know. My brain's fucked up right now. I'm on antibiotics and alcohol. That's probably why they're not working.
Takes the fun out of imagining it.
Chris, have you considered that maybe your fate isn't written?
We got Rebecca Romaine O'Connell in here. Woo! Married to the fat boy from Stand By Me.
Yuhito Hoshida, Andrea Lopez. I could keep going. These are the kids I save when it happens.
My boy from Kangaroo Jack.
Lately, I've been saying them over and over
again. And Scream 2.
Like a reminder, stay the course, save their lives.
There isn't another way.
Captain Pike to the bridge. There is a
for most Star Trek, especially the OGs who are even better than me, we already know about Pike's fate. No, not the J.J. Abrams, Alex Kurtzman made up bullshit. The actual Gene Roddenberry canonical canonical, however you say it, canon storytelling. Previous surveys suggest that we know that Captain Pike doesn't have such a great fate met toward the end. And you guys keep foreshadowing that in this show as well, especially in the first episode, so. Options. We shall see.
Shall we move it for him?
Mr. Spock.
Sorry, I just thought you should know about, you know, Pike in case you didn't know.
Program to fire in sequence to account for the comet's rotation.
Got it. Number one thought.
Could work.
We could use photon.
He doesn't become a drunken bum blown up by Nero or whatever his name was. That's not. Considering I'll be the one. It's far more tragic than that.
Let's get it done, people. We've got a planet to save before breakfast.
I love this jump.
Star Trek sights and sounds? Say it ain't so. Or as my boy Santino Marella would say, say it to be so.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations,
to eat diaper,
to boldly go where no one has gone before.
It feels like an opening that you'd see in a Star Trek show from like the modern era. While mixing that old original OG music. That is a brilliant touch. I didn't even notice that in the last episode that they actually did mix the original OG theme into the. Did it? I love this shit. I can't get excited though because we've just been beaten down so badly. At least a decade, that's been nice. Because if most Star Trek fans were being honest with themselves, this has been a problem before even JJ came around. This goes back to like the end of Star Trek Voyager. And I love that show, and I even enjoyed Enterprise, but there were parts of that that were absolutely a fucking mess, and you could start to see the cracks in there right after Space Nine ended. Anyway, I wanted to stop for a second because Anson Mount, I gotta single him out because I've never been a huge fan of his, but as Christopher Pike, so far, so good, bro. Keep up the great work.
Every scan you can think of.
Let's continue.
There's life on the comet, we can't find it.
That's Drake one, yeah.
We did find a structure.
Gotta celebrate.
It's enormous and mostly subterranean.
Good Star Trek. I don't know why I said like this. Star Trek. Good Star Trek is very hard to find anymore.
Feels like a starship and a building on its surface like a planet, but no life signs.
Guess you go back into the archives.
But some kind of derelict spacecraft.
Okay, so how do we shut down its shields?
Logic suggests the structure is likely where we'll have to go.
Except it's got shields.
These shields are not constant. They only appear in response to a threat. It should be possible to beam to the surface without triggering them.
Sam, are you aware of any civilization that developed on the surface of a comet?
First I've heard of one.
Starting to like the mustache.
Maybe you should try one for yourself.
Lon, Spock and Sam get
I had a man's beard, boy.
Cadet's first away mission. You wanted to learn to speak alien languages.
Oh, that pussy-ass porn stash shit.
Because
he did, especially if you saw the first episode before. Like when we saw Pike, you know, Captain Pike, he was a fucking definition of Brock Lesnar, mountain grizzly man, just full beard.
You didn't even know it was gonna hurt.
That porn stash don't impress him none. That space, it's a space porn stash too.
Weapon up, people. Kirk, Uhura, when you're recovered with me. You ready for this?
I'm more than capable of managing any pain you can induce.
Mr. Spock, now you're just toying with me.
That was not my intention.
I've noticed.
Heads up.
I love the fact.
Thank you,
I love Spock. I love the fact that when he's when there's a scenario of flirtation, he's like, he takes it to the literal. I love it. He, no matter whether it's Leonard Nimoy or this guy, who at first I did not like, but that wasn't on him. It was the dumb shit they did with his character. But from what I, even Zachary Quinto, like, I, all of them have, like, whether you've liked their interpretation of Spock or not, they've all embodied that fact of taking shit so fucking literal to the point where you're like, hey, dude, she's hitting on you. Or, hey, dude, it was a joke. It was one of the things they did in The Next Generation with Data's character, which I love. But I argue it's not as good as Spock, as far as those nuances and subtleties. So that's just my opinion. I'm still a relatively new Star Trek fan, so what do I know? But anyway, I'm enjoying this so far. This is a great show. Not great.
Don't want anyone flying off into space.
Don't go there yet, but I'm pleasantly surprised. I'll tell you that right now. This is what Discovery should have fucking been in the first fucking place. This is how I know Kurtzman is involved, because he is the producer and co-creator, but he's, you know when Kurtzman is shitting in the toilet. And you know when, you know, there's a nice,
yeah,
pretty lady going pee.
On the surface, yeah, of a comet.
Take what you can get at this point. Look at that structure. It's kind of nice. Like I said, finally, we don't have Kurtzman pocketing the money of the budget into his fucking bank account. He's actually putting it into the fucking show. Congratulations, Kurtzman. You did your job. Hooray. What, do you want a fucking cookie? For those that might know, that was a Chris Rock reference, by the way.
Here it is. According to my readings, there is breathable atmosphere inside the chamber.
We should make sure it's secure. Lieutenant Spock, you scan the room. I'll do perimeter sweep.
I like women that can, especially beautiful women, that tell me what to do.
These
keep
markings.
Doing it, baby.
What do you think, decorative or linguistic?
Powerful,
you're
beautiful women
me.
Are like, bitch, get the call.
Study linguistics if you don't want
to. Make me a sandwich!
Okay, fine. It's just
I
will say,
it's your first away mission, I get it.
In this scene, it's a kind of small negative, and that's just, you know, my personal, this is kind of just the look of it in their suits. It's a little Prometheus, Ridley Scott Prometheus to me, but that's just my opinion.
These markings.
And then that big ass that big ass fucking
sequence, huh?
What do you call it? Monument right there that looks like a fucking alien egg does not help. So
everything seems to point to this egg.
When they're in an alien Prometheus, anyway. All I'm saying is this is too much Prometheus to me.
Do you think these markings indicate some kind of control?
That's a small nitpick.
If they do, then perhaps this is how we can affect the comet shields.
And then there's David Spock over there. This is so Prometheus right now. It's kind of don't like it, but okay. Once again, Hollywood indoctrination. You think I don't know what you're doing?
Good idea.
Yahtzee. Huh?
Even when you do good, you guys still are incompetent at your fucking job.
I'm sorry, Yahtzee Lieutenant, but I am reading a dangerous buildup of energy. Please Please step away from the egg.
Turn him over. Get his helmet off.
Okay, switch to make it, you know, not look like Prometheus, but now we reach Mass Effect territory.
It's hard to stop. We need to get to the ship.
And on that note, we're cracking open a bottle.
Lieutenant Kirk has been injured. Beamer's out.
Well, he shouldn't have touched the Mass Effect monolith and he would have been okay, right? Jesus. That's the word I was looking for. Monolith. Like, what? I'm not even...
Energizing? Captain, the force field. It's back up.
Once again, I do like the fact that, you know, we see the budget in here. Alex didn't actually put it in his fucking wallet. It's in the show for once. Because not for nothing, I don't care if you love Discovery and Picard or hate them or don't care. Everyone has to admit, even the diehardest of the diehard Discovery fan, some of that shit looks like they didn't even put any budget in it. It just, they put it in their pocket. So...
Upgrades.
And now with all my yammering during the show, we finally get our first advertisement slot with, you know, Michelle Yeoh's character from Discovery, which actually, you know, made me excited to watch, but, you know, you wiped her out within the first couple of minutes of the first episode. Hooray for that, you know. What was the point? And now you're promoting her in your new Star Trek app game, mobile app game, as if she was something significant. She was, and I will, not to disrespect my girl Michelle, she's fantastic. She transcends beyond ethnicity, race, color, creed, sex. Like, she's phenomenal as an actress, as a fighter. And I have to say fighter, you know, as a guy who loves the martial arts, who's practiced it before. Yeah, she had a significant role in Discovery. I'm not going to undercut it, but, you know, she could have had a far more significant role, especially for, you know, you guys like to talk about the Asian representation. You could have really hammered that home before even you had to be told about Asian representation, with giving her a full season's arc and really making Burnham's character, or Burnham, or whatever, who cares, even stronger. But no, we had to move it along, so. And kill the bitch.
He sustained massive trauma from
kill my woman, and I don't like you. I'm still resentful for that, and that was the first season, so. Fuck you, Kurtzman. Back to the show.
Just a suggestion.
He will not survive without prompt medical attention.
Can't stand Alex Kurtzman. He's a fucking hack. He's worse than Jason Blum, and he's far more dangerous. When it comes to art, he's way more dangerous. He's far less talented. Because at least Jason is a success in his field.
But the key to our escape may well be in these markings all around us. And you are the only linguistics expert here.
Sorry for that. I can't stand when you take anything. I cannot stand when you take any art, any books, video games, TV, movies. And I don't care if I don't like it. I can't stand when you take the shit that people enjoy and just throw it in the fucking porta potty at the local construction site. And that's what Kurtzman has done with Star Trek. Enough of that. Let's enjoy this episode. Because we're actually getting good material for once. Maybe because Akiva finally stepped up to the fucking plate and had his balls drop. We'll see.
Our crew members are trapped on that comet. We need to get through that force field how?
Phaser harmonics? A phaser at a higher frequency could cause resonance.
The right frequency could shatter it.
I like this plan. It's a good plan. We'll take us, bring us around.
Yeah. to Prometheus.
At the moment,
your regular scheduled program.
Too honest?
I am a Vulcan. We are too honest by nature.
Your girlfriend must love that, huh?
Actually, my baby mama.
Nurse Chapel.
Nurse Chapel is not my girlfriend.
I know. But she was flirting with
you. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, and that proves the point that I made earlier. Like, she's telling him she was flirting with you, and he's like, he took it literally. Like, Spock is the kid on the field when Spock and Monica kissed in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. He would come up and, we were not only not kissing, but we were nowhere near climbing a tree. It's like, we had no sexual preference toward each other, and we never once touch lips, nor did we climb bark. It's like, he gets so matter-of-fact, it's a brilliant
joke. You know, to break the tension.
I'm just learning.
I think this is an inappropriate time for jokes.
It's like the captain said. Sometimes things go so badly, you just have to laugh.
I find the best way to diffuse tension is to apply rigorous logic.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
That's always an option, too.
she's like, good luck with that. That's always that's a thing. I love it. And they don't even want... Yeah, she's like, bitch, are you trying to crush on the... They both have a crush on each other, by the way. They just don't want to admit it. Neither one, so... Early puppy love.
Incoming weapons fire.
Damage report.
Minimal damage.
Fox shit, you know, he's got a baby mama, so.
Who hit us?
You know, watch your ass, boy.
Faded.
Is the only thing worse than an enraged Latin or black baby mama? Is a Vulcan baby mama, so you watch your ass, Spock, boy. Woo!
Hail them.
Because they have the fucking death grip that they can put on your cock, so just be warned. Be warned.
This is Captain Christopher Pike of the Federation Starship Enterprise. Who are you and why are you attacking our vessel?
We are the Shepherds.
And then...
Really?
Now we start to see... I know I keep talking too much. Sorry, guys. I'm just getting excited. But now we're starting to see a little bit of the cracks of the budget. Because whoever this alien race is... Especially after what we've seen so far in these first two episodes. Not the best, but continue. Sorry.
Universal translators processing it?
Once again, like I said, I admit, small nitpick, but...
The comet.
Bahaneet is far more than a comet. Bahaneet.
Seen better shit in Halo 3 on Xbox 360, so... Jesus.
Okay.
If you tamper with it again, we will not hesitate to destroy you.
Ooh. Bitch, know your place. And now we're back to our... I'm going to try and keep my commentary as low as possible. I also have a nervous tick because I don't want the overlords thinking that we're just watching this, even though we are. But so far, it's been really good. And once again, if you want to watch this in its entirety, I highly, highly, without me yammering, I highly recommend it because this show so far... See who's playing Uhura, like the young Uhura. Sorry, I don't know your name, but we're about to figure it out. Celia Rose Gooding. Oof, you look good, baby. Whew. God, I love black women. And Latin women, but, you know, black women. Our black queens, we gotta keep them pushing, so. But no, in all seriousness, she's... I don't want to get excited and say too much because we got a long way to go and they could fuck it up. But so far, they're killing it. And I don't want to get excited because that's how bad this fucking... This lineage has been in the last 10 years. Star Trek has been fucking And you don't even have to take my word for it. You can ask the diehard Trekkies. Well, take that back. Don't do that. You might get eaten alive. Because those nerds, once they're like fucking... wasps. Once they get in a pack, you're fucking done. I don't give a fuck if you're Brock Lesnar. You will be sent out in a fucking bag. Just like Macaulay Culkin was in My Girl, so. But, we'll see. Be careful. Let's get back to the show. Finally, the commercial's over. Because that was a nice part of tension to end off on. I think my computer is about to take a dump. Yep. That's a perfect time, right? Because, you know. Oh, my God. Well, we're not ending it, but that is fucking obnoxious. This is why, this is the drawback to your human technology. I don't think they'd have this part. This problem on the, you know, the Enterprise, that's all I'm saying. You know, live bullshit, that's what you do. That's what you do. Sorry, folks, but let's get back into it without the fuckery, please.
Mahan Eats was on a collision course with an inhabited planet. We were simply trying to divert its trajectory.
Oh, my God. Are we really doing this shit with this garbage? Okay, anyway.
So you can go and see all those lovely lemony lemons. And never wonder if you got.
And now we're back to commercials. That's cool. Awesome. Anyway, sorry, folks. We're having those technical difficulties right now. This is why I hate Paramount Plus. They're fucking grot. They are the worst of the worst.
Mahan Eats is on a collision course with an inhabited planet. We were simply trying to divert its trajectory.
Absurd. Would you adjust the height of the waves or the position of the stars? Mahan Eats' course is preordained.
There are millions of people on that planet. The impact will kill them all.
So there's the Mahait, like.
You're a reasonable man, Captain.
I'd like to think so, yes.
Then please entertain the proposition that Mahait is not, as you continue to call him, a comet. It is an instrument, an ancient arbiter, one of the few remaining in the galaxy. If it is his will to move, he will move. If it is his will to bring life, he will bring life. If Mahanit wills the planet to die, even chooses to die with it, then that is what will happen. As I said, it is preordained.
Blowing up a planet full of people is not preordained.
You said you were a reasonable man, Captain.
And then once again, you know. Are you fucking kidding me right now? Alright, we're gonna reset this and hope this bullshit goes back to what it was. This is pissing me off. I fucking hate technology. It's one of the worst fucking things on planet Earth. This is not that hard. Anywho, while we wait for this bullshit to continue, which will make this an even longer episode. God, I fucking hate tech. Anyway, we can't have dead air, so what are we gonna do? Jerk off a little bit? Maybe, who knows? No, we're not gonna do that. I only got a few comic books I need to read in a couple days. I got the new Moonbeam. This is why I hate comics today. I can't stand it. If you're not there every day as the fucking store opens, if you miss a week, you miss lineage and lineage of storylines, apparently. But I got the new Moonbeam, Black, White, and Blood. Still trying to finish that Carnage fucking run. I know it's already done. You can't tell me it's not. But, and then I got a new run on Batman. Batman the Detective. It's a 7-series or 6-series arc. I got all of them except for 2. You know, they went, because we can't count. So it was 1, 3, 4, and 5. Issue 6 is yet to come out, but I don't know how I feel about it yet. We'll do a review on that as well. Very soon, if this fucking computer will work. So here we go. You know, thank you. Since before back to your regular scheduled program. The sky and the stars beyond. My sorry, folks, but that's just the way it is.
Of the Arbiters. None of us even remember when the charge first came to us, but we accepted the mantle with honor. For centuries, we have protected the Arbiters as they follow courses set long before our suns first burned in the sky. Bringing life across the galaxy. It is not our prerogative to interfere, Captain. Nor is it yours.
Please, excuse me.
I guess that makes more sense now that I've actually heard it and we've ran through it. That makes more sense that they're like a mercenary version of Starfleet Academy. Let's just say we don't want to piss them
off. How exactly are we supposed to move the comet without doing that?
And I like that touch because now we're trying, like, who's right and who's wrong? Because that's how it works here. Like, you can go to another country that.
Ensign, resume communications.
You can say, oh, they're savages. Like, who's to say we're not? Some of the shit we do here in the state ain't exactly up to snuff. At least the, you know, so-called people you call savages have a method to their madness, and it actually helps their civilization in a lot of fucking instances. So, and these are the questions we ask each other, and I love this shit because this is going back to old Gene Roddenberry Star Trek. So, sorry. Even with that minor bullshit setback by this stupid fucking technology, this is still
find a way to get through the landing
for you. It's not the show's fault. Physics if you have to. And if you're watching this without your technical difficulties like I had, you can see how Pike can think on his feet very, very quickly. Even faster than Captain Kirk. Like, way faster.
Stable.
Him and I'm sorry, but him and Picard were just, especially Picard, his elegance. Like they had the skill of talking their way out of scenarios 70% of the time. Not gonna say they never faced adversity or fights, but
experiencing the stress. May I remind you that circumstances are less dire than they were. Mr. Kirk identified one error you can't avoid by eliminating that option. He has improved your odds.
Was that actually your version of a pep talk?
Yes. I've been working on them. How was it, would you say?
It was terrible.
Maybe don't take your foot off the gas on that one.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The stated objective of studying alien languages.
Like you said, I'm not even supposed to be here.
That's not precisely
what you all should be relying on someone who's prepared. Someone actually Starfleet, not someone who's gonna get.
She's starting to sound like the dude from Clerks. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here.
As this is your first way mission.
This isn't my scheduled shift. God. The first
time your life has been in danger.
Yes. Kind of. No, just yes.
Confrontations with our mortality often cause us to see ourselves as if from the outside. Such perspective can be a unique opportunity. You did not intend on being here, but you are here. Hypotheticals are irrelevant. Today, you are quite simply the only person for the job. Will you rise to see it through?
Yeah, there's a couple people giving out Steve Winwood advice.
Your pep talk, I mean.
That was better. Roll with it, baby. You and me, just roll with it, baby. That's pretty much what the pep talk was. Steve Winwood's roll with it. Like, you just gotta roll with it, bitch.
cage seems to be reacting to your voice.
Now do your slave songs, ho. Cause the Prometheus aliens love that shit. Now we're getting a close encounters of the third kind scene. That's great. I'm sure Ridley, Sir Ridley Scott, and Sir Steven Spielberg are proud.
What kind of signal? Computer, identify this song.
Vamovamba. A traditional song from Earth, originating in Kenya.
That cannot be a coincidence.
I don't know, that sounded like the Mr. Perfect theme to me. But maybe that's just a wrestling fan in me from the 90s.
Different pitches elicit different responses.
What's the light show? Is it good?
The comet system seemed to be controlled by music.
Lieutenant Kirk thought these symbols were a code. Music is just sound waves, which can be represented by numbers. What if the code is harmonics?
Someone help me out here. I skip music class.
Harmonics are just the ratios between frequencies. Every note vibrates at a specific frequency. Double that frequency and you get the same pitch an octave higher. That's the two in our code.
Triple the frequency and you get a perfect fifth. Five times the frequency is a major third.
The code is a major chord. Why would an alien species write music the way we do?
Musical notes are easily derived from math. Wilkins theorized it is their fundamental nature which makes them pleasing to the ear.
Someone match my pitch.
This is straight up Prometheus. Like, it's David playing the flute. And Jesus. Why? We were on a good note. Come on.
Okay. Try and follow my lead. Bum, 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 bum.
Do you see what I see? A pedophile inside of the playground. Do you hear what I hear? Karen bitching all across the town. Do you see what I see? Are we really doing... This is so Prometheus. Now...
Closer to resolving the whole genius or about to get us killed conundrum.
So the right time for genius.
Through music, it would be logical to assume that it is speaking to us right now.
Okay.
Just like music.
So how do we convince it to lower the force field?
I'll tell you, Beethoven or Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart would be proud right now, because this shit's getting a little obnoxious. So guys, you know you better watch out. Some girls, they're only about that thing. Are we really doing this in the... Jesus. We get it.
Shields up, red alert.
Let's move on.
Captain.
That's a major mark against this episode, I will say that right now. Right? That was not necessary.
You continue to interfere.
That was almost worse than the technical difficulties we just had. Like,
let's talk about this. Find some common ground.
And then, you know, the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Covenant-looking aliens from Halo don't help. There we go. Now we're back into it. Get him, get him, get him.
Brace for impact.
Back in the ditch. I'm sorry once again for those past technical difficulties, but we're back in it, yeah.
They are pursuing. Return fire?
Negative. Escape pattern April Omega 3.
Captain, oh, yeah, recommend withdrawal.
We're already great.
We need to warp out and
space battle, you
facing
know.
Off with them is suicide. We're outgunned here. She's right.
They don't have random space battles and saber battles like the Space Wizards, but when they do,
they're significant. We were on the surface, I believe the comet was trying to communicate with us.
Right, the music you recorded. Any idea what it was trying to say?
I haven't been able to
get
translate
the fuck out,
in 19
bitches.
Days.
You have less than 1 hour before the
That's
comet.
What they were telling you. Get your asses off my
you
fucking planet.
People of deadlines, sir.
She does have a point, Bob.
Captain, unless we want them to blow
I'm
us out
I'm tired of these motherfucking Starfleet captains on my motherfucking planet.
Wish they felt the same. Shields are 25%. Phase is locked.
Take us phase around to bearing 150 Mark 9.
Aye, sir.
See, this is true battle tactics in a Starfleet
fire.
A space battle, right? Woo! And then, once
Direct
again,
hit.
We get the budget back.
I'd say we have less than a minute.
So I'll let you go for the Halo PlayStation 2 Xbox 360 graphics for the enemy because you were saving it for this moment, this space battle. So, mea culpa.
What if we didn't?
Sorry.
What if the comet moved itself?
It was worth it.
Everyone ready?
Her is fine.
Only get
yeah,
one
I'll
shot at this.
You.
Maximum impulse.
They're gaining on us. When they get close enough, they'll take a
I even like this actress better than Zoe Saldana's younger version of her. Like, she's even more attractive, and I think
word gets around.
A little bit more adorable.
What's your point, sir?
Time to prove it, Lieutenant. Get us in front of that comment.
And I think we'll see that she's actually smarter, too, so we'll see.
Evasive pattern Ortegas Gamma 1.
Evasive pattern Ortegas.
Which is another strike up for, you know, the canonical canon Star Trek. Sorry, you know, don't know your terms. But the canon Star Trek over the Kelvin timeline. Oh, wow.
Pursuit.
Miss those old original Star Trek choo-choo sights and sounds. So fucking awesome. I can honestly feel like a teenager because been too long, you know, me being in my 60s since I was a kid, but I definitely feel like a teenager.
Yeah,
you know?
They are, Captain.
Not yet.
Go, go, go. Love it. So maybe at this rate, if we keep going, this show will be the best show on television and Obi-Wan will be absolute dog shit. Just kidding. I don't want Obi-Wan. I love Obi-Wan. Don't do that, Disney.
Reversing thrusters.
Paramount's done it enough over the decades. Trust me. We don't need any more.
Shut down all systems except for life support. All right, Ensign Christina. I'm ready for the Shepherds now.
Get your ass on board, bitch.
On screen, please.
Back to Halo.
We surrender.
damage we sustained has caused complete systems failure.
And what if we choose not to accept your surrender?
Well, if you don't help us, we'll collide with the comet, which will destroy our ship. And the trilithium resin in our warp core will ignite, destroying the comet. Which will also happen if you try to blow us up.
Fucking
please help us. I give you my word, we will not touch Mahani again.
I love his stoic, firm nature while being innocent. He's like, illogical. He's like, well, you know, you can kill us, that's fine, but you'll die too. We'll all die. I mean, I want to live, and I'm sure you do. I love the humble nature in his, what do you call it, his selfishness. Like, there's selfishness in his humble, in being humble, but I'm digging this show so far. I can't cap. I can't lie. I'm digging this show so far. Even the transporter looked like fucking modern day OG Star Trek. Like, I love this shit. And even if this is shit to other people, I could understand it because this is how desperate we've been. But this is good storytelling. Unlike, you know, Discovery and the one like Voldemort that shall not be named. From a knighted actor who should know better than him. He should know better than that. You know, you're fucking Professor X and you don't know better. You know that old saying, let sleeping dogs fucking lie. Sequence. And it's not like this is an overly impressive sequence where we're like, oh, this is breaking the atom, but this is an enjoyable part of the fucking show because even at episode 2, we're somewhat already invested with these characters. So you're having a great time. Beautiful. Now I see where the budget went. Once again, I'm sorry for my previous nitpick.
The sublimation is nudging the comet off course.
And for the record, we're not actually touching it.
But where's Lieutenant Spock?
Spock? Is everything okay?
Fine, Captain.
Did Spock laugh?
So badly, you just have to laugh.
Are you fucking kidding me? Spock just fucking laughed? Are you kidding? Captain, was that earned?
Spock? Is everything okay?
Why am I asking?
Fine, Captain. Sometimes things go so badly, you just have to laugh.
And that's logic, and it's so even when it's illogical, Spock is still okay. Oh, I love it. I love it. Like, this show, this might be my new favorite one. I'm not going to get too excited, even though you can tell I'm not going to go into ultra Lady Gaga, Sasha Banks fangirl excited yet because we still got, even if there's only 6 more episodes left after this, we got a long way to go before they can
change the atmosphere,
can or can't fuck it up.
How? Reducing the planet's aridity will make it more amenable to plant growth, agriculture.
And I know I sound like an absolute pessimist even while I'm having fun, but you know, being nice. Look at Star Trek over the... Why do I keep doing... Look at Star Trek over the next fucking...
Captain.
Except next. The last 20 years. And that's being generous. The last 20 years of Star Trek have been absolutely fucking garbage, dude.
You're right. We witnessed a miracle.
perhaps in the future.
I know we'd all like to, and I'll pause on this note so I can hear what he's saying, but and rewind that back. But we all like to pretend that Alex Kurtzman Star Trek has been hurting for a fucking long, long time. And I'll leave it at that. I'm in a good mood from this good show, so let's just be nice.
Quick to judge the faith of others.
Well, let me rewind it and hear what they were saying so I'm not rambling. Let's go.
Open a channel on screen.
Sorry. But you get what you give.
You have seen the glory and the mercy that is Mahanit.
You're right. We witnessed a miracle.
Perhaps in the future, you will not be so quick to judge the faith of others. And so we shall not part as enemies.
Thank you.
And back to Halo 2 with you. Enjoy your time getting raped by Master Chief. You low-level mutant. Oh, and it's raining now for the first time. And I think this is beautiful because, once again, it's just the Frank Herbert Dune fanboy in me. Like, this is... We don't get a scene like this in Dune, but we have... Not this blatant, but we get similar as we go down the line.
Captain's log, supplemental.
For those that actually read the books.
Who made the comet?
And why I say that, that might as well been Utopia for those two, because it's the first time, look, the adulation, they felt it.
The chance for more life on Per-73.
Little subtle touches, I like it.
Turn musical notes into numbers, right?
Yeah, we did the Prometheus part too.
Into numerical coordinates.
You're saying the numbers painted a picture?
Yes, but not just any picture. The music contained this image. This is a star chart showing the comet's course. Course that includes it moving past Persephone 3.
You were suggesting the comet was telling us it did not intend to hit Persephone 3.
Yes. It meant no harm. That was the message.
But if I had not interfered, it would have destroyed the planet.
Okay, here's where things get weirder.
Creepy.
When we zoom in on the image, we find this shape. And this is an image of the chunk of ice that broke off from the comet as Lieutenant Spock flew his mission. They're identical.
You're saying the comet sent this message before Spock was able to correct the comet's course.
We recorded it hours earlier.
It is highly improbable the comet could have randomly guessed the shape the ice to fall off would take with such accuracy.
Unless your flight was foretold. You're suggesting the comet had foreknowledge of future events?
The comet's flight path and its, I don't know, mission to seed that planet was predicated on you flying that shuttle to move it. It knew its fate, you might say.
And maybe now...
Thank you for your...
As a foreshadowing, we can see what will happen to Captain Pike. And could there be a small, small sliver of a possibility that he could change his fate? We'll see in the next four seasons if the show's good enough. I mean, because Discovery, what, they're on their fourth?
The odds of us surviving were, in fact, quite low.
And as I stated earlier, I had this Discovery from the get-go, especially after they killed my girl, Michelle, right off the bat.
But having observed your actions...
By design, I get it.
I'm certain, should you choose to, Starfleet would be fortunate to have an officer like you.
Thank you, sir.
And I will be in your bed sheets somewhere down the line in about, say, 5-10 years. I will be eating that chocolate bento box, whether you like it or not, and you will like it, trust me. Live long and prosper.
Ice and dust roaming through space brings life.
I bet you're not one of us could have predicted how.
Alright, I'm very interested to see where the show goes. This episode was another banger. I gotta give him credit, even with me talking.
We're not
talking about the comet anymore.
And if you want to do it without my commentary and truly enjoy this episode, I'm going to see this another second or third time to be sure, and then we'll give the rating in the next episode. But
I made a choice. I accepted my fate.
So far, this is awesome.
What if you're wrong? What if you got that message so you could save those kids and that's it? What if you don't have to ruin your life too? How do you know you can't make a different choice? One that saves all of you? What if your faith is what you make it?
Once again, foreshadowing, just like I said. She just said what I just told you guys. Computer. Like, maybe there's a sliver in that.
All available information for the Federation citizens.
And that's the sign of, you know,
to kill Dawn.
Alex coming out, so.
We'll leak all Alcazar.
Because we gotta keep this going on forever without Talon.
Andrea Lopez.
Oh, please don't do the Back to the Future mention. Oh, please, please, please. And that was the end of the episode. Please, 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 please don't do the Back to the Future mission that they did in Picard, because I'm getting a little bit of signs of that, especially now that we know that time can be changed. We pretty much just heard it in this episode. They didn't say it, but come on, we're not dumb. Oh, man, please don't go down the Picard Season 2 route. Please don't. You guys are doing so well. At any rate, that's that. I've kept you here long enough. I'm with my drunken rambling and my fucked up sinus infection, which will probably take my hearing, and I'm hoping so. I won't be doing another episode until I know Firestarter getting shit done. To be honest, with my hearing the way it is, I might be on a longer hiatus than I was the last time that I went on hiatus. So, if this is our final goodbye, so be it. I doubt it will be. I think I will make one more episode, regardless of whether I get good news or bad news going to the doctor. There will be one more episode, but this is our last fun final goodbye. So I love you guys. Thank you for spending time with me on Star Trek Brave New... Oh, excuse me. Sorry, that Motorhead song always gets in my head. Strange New Worlds. So far, we're off to a fantastic start. Ladies and gentlemen over there at Star Trekville Paramount, please don't fuck this up. Kurtzman, I'm even begging you. We saw Prometheus in this episode. Please don't do this. Don't fuck this up. We're in a good spot here. Even with the folly, we had a lot of fair. So please, don't fuck this up. And with that being said, I love you guys, even those that hate me. Enjoy the day. Suck some good peacock, and eat some good bento box. I love you guys. Peace. You wanna know why I got these scars?